check Nimchak. The Gemara says Nimchak. Again, he's standing on the top of the roof, and she is on the chatzar, and he throws it to her. As soon as it leaves the roof, she's Megoreshet. Nimchak oy Nisrav, if it got erased or burnt once it came into her Rishos, Harizu Megoreshet. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bavua. Loy Shonu Oshin Nimchak Derech Yerida. This is only true if the get got erased when it was on the way down. Now, the assumption is, when the guy is on the roof and he's throwing it into the chatzar, he throws it up over the fence of the roof, and it goes then goes down, right? The trajectory is up and then down. So the only time, the only time we say she's Megoreshes, if it was headed down. Avo, Nimchak Derech Aliyah. But let's say something happened to it. It was pouring rain, and the get got erased before it started heading down. Is not loy. She's not Megoreshes. My time up. Loy Lemeinach Koy. Bikara Loy Lemeinach Koy. This wasn't headed down, meaning it got erased before it was on its way down. Now Rashi learns different than the other Rishayim. We learn Rashi, so we will learn Rashi over here. Dr. Rashi. Dr. Rashi Derech Yerida. Shazarki Klapi Maila. When he threw it upwards, Kedei Lahaviroy Es Hamaka, to throw it over the fence. It did not get erased until it was on its way down. Even though it left the roof and it's now over the chutzer, and it's within the confines of the walls of the chutzer. So it really is already in the chutzer, but it's on the way up. Now here comes Rashi's Chiddush. The Derech Silukai LeMikri Nesina. It's not called giving it to her when it's headed on the way up. El Derech HaNichasai. It's only considered giving when it's coming down. Lover Lushusa. So the Achrayim point out that Rashi learns that it's a din in get, not a din in kingin, because it's headed going to go down. Right? It's, you throw it up to go down. So it's in the chutzer and might be headed upwards now, but in 5 seconds it's going to be going down. But Rashi learns, Nesinas HaGet, on the way up, it's not called Venasan. It's Venasan when it's on its way down. That's what Rashi points out. That it's not called Nesina. If you look at the Lashon of Rashi, the Derech Silukai LeMikri Nesina. You're giving it to your wife, she's down. On the way up, it's not being given to her yet. It only starts being given to her as it heads downwards. They read it before it went out. The truth is, they have to read it afterwards too, but not at that. But in Dina de Gemara, they did not have to read it a second time. I mean, we will see later on. Yeah.
It's going to be eventually.
Again. It's raining, it's pouring cats and dogs, and he threw it upwards, and the rain ruined the get when it was still in its upward trajectory. But it's on its way up. So Rashi says, the scene of the get has to be when it's headed down, not when it's headed up.
How do you know when it got down?
What?
How do you know when it got down? It's in the air. How do you
know that? That I can't answer.
On top and becomes Nimcha downward, it's a good get.
Yeah.
Even before she gets it,
it's in her chutzer.
But it's Nimcha, it's not.
It was good get when it went into her chutzer.
Like an hour later.
Right, Ben?
Yes.
I don't understand this at all. Why? If she was on the same level as him in a chutzer, and he just threw a line drive at her, no trajectory, just straight right at her, and it was destroyed when it entered her area, what's the effect then? There's no trajectory. Why has he given it to her?
You're asking if it's not siluk and it's not down, straight.
Right.
Right. and it got destroyed, he threw it from his chutzner into her chutzner through an open window.
Right.
Threw it in a line drive, and it was pouring rain, and it got erased before she got it, but while it was already in her chutzner. That'd be considered good according to Rashi. Now, I'm trying to... One second. Exactly. If I remember correctly, give me one second.
I'm just trying to figure out what the trajectory has to do with anything.
Well, that's what I'm going to get to in a second. If I remember correctly,
the law of gravity is different than the law of gravity.
Right. So the Avnei Meluim asks the question, why should it make a difference if it's on its way up or on its way down? It's in her reshus. It's going to head down. Right. So the Avnei Meluim answers that as long as it's way up, it's moving from the power of the husband. When it starts going down, gravity has taken over. So as long as it's moving from the power of the husband, it's considered like he's still holding on to it. Because he's the one that created that upward movement. And therefore, inertia, you want to call it whatever you want to call it. And therefore, it's not megureshes. That's what he says. Because it's considered, since it's moving from his power, it's considered like it's still attached to him. Once it started to head down, then we say, even if it heads down on an angle, but the bottom line is gravity has started working. And once gravity has started working, then it leaves the husband's reshus. So going back to your question, Harvey, about the line drive, I would assume the line drive is still his thing. Gravity has not entered here. Gravity enters when it starts dipping. Now, again, I'll point out that even when it dips, it's moving vertically as well, I mean horizontally as well, while it's dipping. And that comes from his power. But gravity has taken control. It still has some of his power behind it, but once it starts dipping, gravity has become the major factor. Whereas till it starts dipping, gravity has not assumed its role yet, and therefore it's considered his. That's the Avnei Meluim's explanation. Yes, doctor.
So can I just follow up with one?
Sorry.
What if he overshoots her? It's never going down. The trajectory is never downward. He just is too enthusiastic. He tosses it over his and through her chutzner, overshoots her. It's still on an upward angle, and it just goes right past her chutzner into a reshus harabim or something like that.
He divorced according to this gemara. Yes, doctor.
Remember, Newton was in the 17th century. I mean, the view of gravity prior to that was Aristotelian, and basically, for anybody who wants a real explanation, I'll be glad to give it to him, but any upward motion, and you're absolutely right, all motion can be graphed out as both a horizontal and vertical component. That's why it takes two variables. But any upward motion is what's defined as a violent motion. So anything with an upward component is an unnatural, violent motion. Whereas anything coming down is in the process of an object assuming its proper place in telephone.
Okay, but Jason.
So I would guess that a horizontal is likely an unnatural.
That's what I was saying, yes.
So that's enough what makes it hers, right?
Again, it's in her chutzner, it's guarded by her walls.
So, so when a man drops a dead into a woman's hands and she lifts it up, it's in a downward motion. Why is that a problem? That she moves her hands toward him.
That's tligitech. It's a separate problem. We are very worried. I mean, honestly, halachically, I think it would be okay, but I'm not getting involved. Halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa, we are very concerned that he give her and not she take.
So he drops it.
Again. We are very concerned that she not take it.
We're overdoing it.
Call what you want. We are very concerned that it be him giving and not her taking. At any time that there is her movement towards, we get nervous. I hate to use the word nervous. We get worried that it's leaking.
So when he throws it into the roof, she can catch it because it's already in her property.
Exactly. It's already there. Remember, the get's giving to her in shul. Right here, they do the get.
Also,
in Cleveland Heights, Rabbi Bernstein does the get right here.
Okay.
And she puts her hand out here. Not her chutzner.
Right. They make him walk to her also. They make him walk to her. She stays in position and he walks towards her.
I didn't watch that. I mean, I was there. She was standing. He was standing next to her in my mind. When I watched it, he was standing next to her. I didn't see any movement of either party walking towards each other. They were next to each other. They didn't punch each other, but that was also good.
I was by a get by a groomer.
And he made them walk.
He made them walk. He made him walk.
This has nothing to do with
like a question to a
college. You read it through the Leah, this type of thing. You have to get it over that. To get it over that.
That's because there's a fence on the roof.
No, right. So didn't we have a whole shell you read it through the Leah?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That
that's a Marcus. What's
yeah,
nothing to do with it? This is that to do with
it. You have to get it over the thing.
Again, it doesn't make a difference. It, you know, I mean, the words are the same, but that's all it is. You know the famous story, I mean...
No, I want to hear it. I want to hear Musser.
I'm not going to give Musser. But there's a famous story. Somebody once told Reb Chaim Brisker, doesn't understand the two dinim. Everything has to be two dinim.
Oh, right.
So the person said to him, so Reb Chaim answered him, supposedly, that the halacha in Gemara says, you need panim chadashos for sheva brachos. The Gemara says when you burn something, the ashes are considered panim chadashos. The Gemara says it for something else. So he said, why don't you bring ashes to the Sheva Brachos and say you have Panim Chadashos? Because the Gemara says ashes are Panim Chadashos. So you have Panim Chadashos by the Sheva Brachos. So why do you need new people? Just burn something, you have ashes, and you have Panim Chadashos. So the guy said, it's a different Panim Chadashos. He said, oh, two dinam. There's a clean up Panim Chadashos like this, and there's a Panim Chadashos like this. Right? Not every words have the same meanings in every context.
What Remy did is...
No, I didn't. I just said, you read it, Aliyah's halacha and Ritzicha. Nothing to do with this. Don't think of my right. Nisrav. The Nisrav. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Abavua. Loi Shanu was Shekadim Get Lidleika. The only time we say she's divorced, even though the Get got burnt, is if the Get preceded the fire. Meaning, the Get was headed downwards. There was no fire. All of a sudden, a flame shot out of somewhere, or somebody lit a fire, or whatever it is, and that destroyed the get. So the get never landed, but it was in her airspace, headed down, without a fire in the, on the, whatever it is, in her trajectory. I will cut my dleik in the get. But if the dleik is in front of the get, like, then she's not divorced. My timer, me car, let's say for causal. It was headed to be burnt. She's not, it's not headed towards her chutzner. It's considered destroyed. When you throw something towards a fire, you're destroying it. You're not giving it to your wife. You're destroying it. Therefore, she's not divorced. Rashi? Is there a Rashi? Yes. Shekadim get l'dleika. Shekadim mazrikas haget l'chatz. Shekadim shnei l'dleika b'aber l'chatz before the fire was burned there. Don't think about Vayter. Amar Rav Chisda. Reshuyas chalukah is begitten. Meaning, if he lent her a place in his chatzir that does not include the roof. If he lent her the roof, it does not include the chutzner. Amalei Rami Bachama, the Rabbah Menalei L'Sabaha. How does Saba know this? Interestingly enough, Rami Bachama and Rabbah were both students of Rav Chisda. Rami Bachama married Rav Chisda's daughter, and when Rami Bachama died, Rabbah married that woman, so they both ended up being sons-in-law of Rav Chisda. However, it's interesting that we hear Rami Bachama calls Rav Chisda Saba, and Rava is somewhere else in Shas, according to the Masechta Gemara, also calls Rav Chisda Saba. But at this point, Rami Bachama was still alive, so he was the son-in-law. So he asked Rava, how does Saba know this? Amalei Masnitsini Tzar Mishnah. Says, Haisa Medes HaRosh HaGag Vazarkala. She was standing on the top of the roof, and he threw it to her. Kivu Shigia Get Lavar HaGag 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 Is she the owner of both the roof and the chutzer? Why can't she be divorced with the fact that it's in the chutzer? Does he own both? So how is she divorced when it comes to the avragag? It's his roof. Teretz says she owns the roof and he owns the chutzer. Okay, so Ema Seifa. If that's the case in the Mishnah, that he is the owner of the chutzer and she is the owner of the roof, let's learn the next case in the Mishnah. Humu Maila v'himu Mata. He's on top and she's on the bottom. V'zarkula. Kibishi Yatsim Shosagag. Once it left the roof, Nimchag Nitzav Harzu Megareshes. It gets erased or burned. She's Megareshes. V'hi Begag Nitzav Chutzer Didei. We just said the Mishnah is talking about her roof and his chutzer. Am I Megareshes? It landed in his chutzer. It's his chutzer. Ela begag didei the chutzer dida. Must be the case is the opposite. There's a second. Let me let the Gemara do his thing. Yeah. That's his roof and her chutzer. So reisha begag dida the chutzer didei. Save begag didei the chutzer dida. Would the Mishnah write two cases without letting you know we just split things? First case is she's the owner of the roof. And the second case is she's the owner of the chutzer. Elolav, in order to keep it constant, the Ushlamakim, both belong to him. And he lent her one of the places that she could use to be kind to the get. In the Reisha, he lent her the roof. And in the Sefer, he lent her the chutzer. He's the same owner, owns both. He lent his wife, Rishus, so she should be able to kind to the get. We had it earlier last week about the person that lent his wife the chutzer. Did it include the stump or not? Remember the piece block of wood? Same thing here. He lent her a butt. So then it's the same case. He owns both. In the ratio, he lent her one. In the safe, he lent her the other. That means you only lend one. You don't say, assuming I'm lending you everything. We don't say, since he lent her the roof, he meant the chutzer. Since he lent her the chutzer, he meant the roof. No. Ella, there it is. Chad mokim mushli inchi. Tremek haimus le mushli inchi. Proves of chizde right. Then when you lend your wife one thing, you only mean that one thing. Amalai, so Rava answered him. So Rabbi Bacham answered Rava, Midiyo, what kind of proof is that? The Mahakadis, the Mahakadis. So why can't it be two cases? You don't have to speak this out. It's self-evident. Rachel Bagadi Davachati today. Say the Bagadi Davachati today. I'm not convinced that it's a Raya. Because Ruchizda might be right. I'm not arguing with him. But the Mishnah, one case is talking about he's only one and she owns the other, and the safe is the opposite.
Is there a Kiddush in that? Because it's one's higher and going from one to the other? Is that what he's trying to tell us? We're swapping rishus and we're swapping ownership.
Well, it has to do with when it lands, with the wind, with the chassidus are aitvus. Those Kiddushim are there either way.
Is this Rabba Bar Avod type thing? Because it's going downwards? Because he's throwing it down?
No, because of that. Okay, thank you. Shachris is 6:55, so we'll finish 5 minutes earlier. Rashi. Such Rashi. Rishuyas Chalukas Begitin. And Meshila about Mokka Bechatzera Le Kabbalah Skita Le Yeshila Gaga Ebesai. If he lent her chatzer, it doesn't include the roof of the house. But I mean it like carpet. We don't say he doesn't care. The trade Mekayim is like Mushli. He does care. He's lending it one, not the other. Mishnah Maisal Arayim Masnis Nuk Lehocha. Why is this here? Because we're going to try to prove it from the Mishnah. We need it to be in the airspace of the roof. Could be that if he lent her, he doesn't care. No proof from the Mishnah. That's all we're saying.
Why is it people don't lend more than one? Is it just to their wife or to anybody?
I think to anybody. I think, I don't know about it, to anybody. If anything, he would want to lend it to his wife more because he's trying to divorce her. Again, why? I have no idea why people are people. That you need a therapist for. That's the Gemara. I'm a rabbi. Shalosh midas begitin. There are three rules. I don't know what other way to translate it. Gittin is different than other things in three different ways. What does the article use?
Characteristics.
What?
Characteristics.
Characteristics. Okay? Three things. Number one, Hadam a Rabbi Kuta Kimishon Chapligi Rabbanan Alei. Hanimilin Yishabas. Avalachim Yishim and Turuhu, Beloy Minter. That which the Rebbe said that by Shabbos, once it's in the airspace, it's considered like it landed. And Rabbana say, no, it's not. That's not walking Shabbos. It has to land according to the Rabbana. Right? That's not walking Shabbos. You need Akira and Hanacha. In order to be chayav for transferring domains, it has to be picked up in one domain and land in the second domain. Rebbe says, being in the airspace of the second domain, it landed already. And Rabbanan say it didn't land till it actually lands. That's halacha and hilchos Shabbos. Avo by gittin, it's a question of being guarded, and therefore once it's in the airspace of the chutzner that's enclosed by walls, right, then it's considered like she's divorced already. Now, if it started pouring now, or somebody lit a fire now, she'd be divorced because it was already in her airspace. I, by Shabbos, Rabbanan, don't consider airspace landing. That's Shabbos, and this is Gittin. Two different halachas. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Shalosh Midis V'Gittin, Chalukas Midin Shar Isurim. Hani Pligi, Mili the Pligi Rabbanan. Period. Next case. The Hod Amar of Chizda. Rav Chizda said a halacha in Shabbos. No, it's Kaneh B'Shus HaYachad. A guy stuck a stick in his backyard, a pole. U'B'Roi Shei Traskel. And on the top of the pole, he put a basket. V'Zorak V'Nach HaGabav. And somebody from the street threw a bullseye, landed in that basket on top of the pole in somebody's yard. And it's very high up. It's 100 amos high. It's an exaggeration. I don't think a guy could throw 150 feet up, but maybe he could. I feel like Gvaya Meya Amachayev. Why? Because Rishus HaYachad goes all the way up. Even way beyond the walls. The walls are 20 feet high. And the guy had his pole, his flat pole, in the middle of his yard. And on top of the flagpole, he had a basket. The basket is just practical, so it should land somewhere. And the guy threw from the main thoroughfare, and it landed in the basket. He threw from Rosh Hashayab to Rosh Hashayachad. What do you mean? It's not even in the walls. Terence says, Rosh Hashayachad goes all the way up to space, straight up, for Shabbos. Hani milin the Gabbos Shabbos. Avahochim b'shemin turiyu. But by get, you need it watched. Above the walls, it's not watched. The wind can blow it around. Well, in turn, that's not considered watched. The wind can blow the basket. Rashi, V'had Amar B'chiz Dinatz Kana B'chatzer Gavoya B'mchitzer Sachatzer Havela V'zarek B'shusarav B'nacha Gavav Chayev Havela Anacha B'shusayachid Sha'avir B'shusayachid, the airspace of B'shusayachid Oyla Adlo Rakia Avagav D'avir B'shusarav Meinu L'mayla Masara. Truth is, the airspace of Rosh Hashanah does not go above 10 tefachim. Coming in Misak Shabbos. Hani mili da'avi kimunuch la'aretz l'inyan Shabbos. That's only true by Shabbos. Avi mo'ya chotzer shel isha. The kananon was a pole struck in gevaya ben amachitzes. Ein emu gereshes. She'ein saifo l'nuach la'aretz. The rami le'ziko chotz l'machitzes. The wind can blow it. The reason a get would work in a chutzner is because it's guarded. Similar to her hand. This is above the walls. It's not under her watch. Wind can blow it out. By Shabbos, I don't care about the wind. It landed in Rosh
Hashayachad. So, going back to the first mitzvah, where we said that it's in the airspace. That means the airspace dafka below the
mechitzah. Correct. Once it's, if it's above the mechitzah, it's not guarded. Basically, Rav is saying Shabbos is Shabbos and Gittin is Gittin. Okay. In two different ways. He's going to have a third way in a moment.
There's no really way to make. Is there a way to shoot it through the wall and it should go an upward trajectory in her airspace?
It's not guarded.
Hole in the wall?
It's on his way out.
No, I meant how else could he get it into her rishus without it being in a downward motion? Going back to Rav of Arvu. How does he get it into that rishus?
Through a window.
So he goes through a window, So it's an upward trajectory. It's already in her airspace. Then it starts to go down. Only when it's down does he say that she's kind of.
Baba Prabhu is a different halacha. Let's not mix apples and oranges.
I'm trying to figure out how it would work according to that.
Why don't you say the Shnei Dinim to him?
He wants that Shnei Dinim Shabbos and Gittin.
No! Chaim. To me, Rabbi Beres.
I didn't catch the show.
No, I meant to him. He also said apples and oranges, but then that's all Rabbi said. He's going, Shnei Dinim.
How could it be?
Frank Gates. He was asking how to work to get in case he wasn't bringing in other things. Mike, you had a question?
No.
I thought I heard you. Mike. Don't think of my bites. That's the second. The hard armor of Yehuda and Shmuel. That was Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. The Yamin Adam Begag Zev, and Yiklet makes some Begag Shechavei, right? Okay, now look at this follows. Rabbinically speaking, I am not allowed to carry from my yard into your yard. I'm not allowed to carry from my apartment to your apartment, even if they open to each other. There's a window that opens from my apartment to your apartment. I cannot carry from one Rishon Siyaga to another Rishon Siyaga unless we make an Eruv. There's no Eruv here. I cannot carry rabbinically from one Rishon Siyaga to the other Rishon Siyaga. I have two houses. They have a roof. And there's no dividing in the roof. No dividing. The roof is flat. There's no wall that sticks out between Reuven's house and Shimon's house above the roof. Do we say that it's considered two separate Rishuyas and you can't carry from one roof to the other roof? Or do we say, up there it's one Rishus? Shabbos. Exactly. So, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, on Shabbos, according to one of the other, he said, you cannot carry water, rain, one roof to the other roof. You can't draw water from one roof and bring it to the other roof. Because that's carrying from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid. V'yamid Adam begagzeh, v'yikloik and catch, meg shamim, rainwater that is flowing on its friend's roof, begagzeh shechavera, shekshem, shedruyim chalukim umata, kach diurim chalukim umayla. It's considered separate. Now listen to this. And everybody's going to jump on me, but it's okay. Rashi will jump also. Hani mili, v'yin Shabbos. If he lends her one roof, he lends her the second roof. He doesn't care if she takes him the second roof, even though he only lends her one roof, which seems to fly against everything we said till now, and Rashi will address the issue. Dr. Rashi. That are flowing on the roof of his friend. In my year, unless he made an error. Sha'ava b'shenim darim alagagas, shayich benami isra chilik rushas. Even though nobody lives there, it's still considered chilik rushas. Hani mili de chalukas rishuyas gagin kushuyas batim is l'inyan Shabbos. Avo begitin, hayu l'shnei gagin smuchan zel l'zev. Reuven owned two roofs next to each other. V'shilo amokim b'zev l'kabel l'zgita. And he lent her a place to catch her get. The kiblasa bezia was there. She took it in the other one. Lo yaminan hacha rishiyas chalukas. So Rashi, the hard armor lel trei mekaybus lemuchili inchi. That's what we said before, that people don't lend two places unless they speak it out. B'shem kpeidahu. That's because people are makbid. They care. Yes, mashu chatzerei or makbid abesai. Some people will lend you their chatzer, but not their house. And some will lend you the roof, but not the chatzer and not the roof. And the chatzer and not the block of wood. Avakulahai gagas smuchim. The two roofs that are next to each other. Vein, here's the key word. Vein tashmish rugglebehen. It's rarely used. Roofs aren't used frequently. It's not the chatzer. It's not where I need. I lend you my chatzer. I mean only my chatzer. I don't mean anything else. I need the other things. I lend you my chatzer. I'm a kind person, so I lend you my chatzer. I don't mean to lend you anything else. But by roofs, it's rarely used. It's rarely used that he's lending her one roof. He lends her two roofs. That's how Rashi makes the chilek of this Gemara. That by roofs, since people don't use it on a regular basis, their kpeda is less. They don't care as much. Whereas in the chatzah with the block of wood, people use things. And I lent the chatzah, not the block of wood. Again, it's hard for me to put myself in that position, but that's what Rashi is explaining.
Yeah, because he's trying to get a divorce done. Why is so much?
Because that's how people are. That's how people. I talk, I gotta talk to my therapist. I don't know. Don't give my advice. I'm Rabbiya. Stay chatzera zulif nimbazu. There are two courtyards, one within the other. That means he owns the outside courtyard and she owns the inside courtyard. And she obviously has access, what's it called? She can walk through.
Thoroughfare?
No, there's a word for it in English. What? Easement. Easement, thank you. She has easement to go to her chutz. And his walls are higher than her walls. Just the fact, not that it has to be that way. This is the story. And he threw her the get. It is now over her airspace, not guarded by her walls, but guarded by the outside walls. Again, he has walls to go higher. The wind will not blow this out. The mechitzas block the wind. It is over her airspace, but not within the confines of her walls. It's within the confines of his walls over her airspace. The question is that called her, is she already considered divorced? Is it mishtameres? It is mishtameres, but by his walls. But over her yard. As long as it's within the confines of the outer machitza, my time up. The inside ones are guarded by the outside walls. It's considered, it's guarded for her too. Those outside walls are guarding it for her too. It happens to be his, but it's doing her job. It's keeping the wind from her. Like, she's protected by those outside walls. So this get is in her airspace, guarded from being taken away by the wind. Therefore, she can be kind.
Well, why don't you say about this thing about, because she's able, that's the only way of getting into her place.
A very good point you brought up. Thank you.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was, yeah.
Okay, so I'll explain to you why I said it in a moment. I'm going to use it to answer Akasha. So that's why I spoke it out. But you were medayik very well in my words. The mechitzas hakatayna come into Rashi. Regila lehistamer. It's regular for it to be watched. It's normal. Hilkach meshubadis hein lo. It's considered like the outside walls are meshubat to her. The kadala. Now, you're saying to bother. What do you mean meshubat to her? He can't take apart those walls? It's his walls. What does that mean, those outside walls are meshubah to her?
By nature.
So then Rashi doesn't have to say meshubah to her. Rashi just say it's watched by it. So one of the ways they want to answer Rashi is that since she has easement to get into her chatzer, it's like he's giving her the rights of whatever his walls provide. And that makes it meshubat. Again, I was just trying to answer why Rashi uses the word meshubat. Some want to say, la babka, it's just a fact. But again, Rashi does use the word meshubat law. And he was trying to rebut it. Why is it meshubat? The guy can take down his walls. Doesn't owe her anything. What does that mean? Rashi could have said it's guarded by the outside walls. He doesn't say that. He says she has a right to that outside. Those outside walls are meshubat to her. She has some schus in them.
She bought it.
She didn't. She has the inside chutzer.
It's hers or she's borrowing it?
No, she has the similuk.
So part of her nechassim is the rights to have a wall on the outside.
It exists. He doesn't have to build it for her.
That's not part of the
nechassim part of it. Correct. Not. That's why they're bothered with Rashi's word meshubah.
she can't use his chotzer. He throws a get into his own chotzer.
She's not Megoreshet.
She's not Megoreshet. Tilas going to her.
Yes, mate, correct.
So what's a chiddush here? In other words, it's no
not guarded by her walls.
She's not divorced until it goes into her walls.
No, the Gemara is saying it's even above her walls, but it's within the confines of the outer walls she's Megoreshet. The outside walls go up 30 feet. The inside walls go up 15 feet.
But it only becomes her when it goes within the 15.
Duck Rashi, not that way.
He's throwing his own chutzner?
It's not. It's in her airspace.
So how does he have to do it? He's standing in the within the two walls, the inside and the outside, and he takes the get and does what?
Throws it upwards. Throws it 40 feet up.
Lands in his rishus.
No! And then it moves over her rishus. And now it's headed downwards.
So it only becomes her guest when it goes over the 15-foot wall and comes down.
Again, it's not within her walls, it's within his walls.
And within her?
No, it's not. Her walls are not as high as his walls. The case is talking about the outside walls are higher than the inside walls. The get is now located above the inside walls.
And it doesn't become a get.
You
get.
Decided that. The Gemara says not that way.
So when does it become a get?
As soon as it's in the outside walls.
Coming down
before it goes into the inside walls. Because it's guarded.
Even though she's not guarding it, she has no permission to walk around that area. Right?
Again, it's over her chutzner.
But she has no permission to be walking in his area.
She doesn't have to. The get is over her chutzner.
The get is over her chutzner?
Yes.
So it's also within the confines of her 15
feet. No, it is not. 20 feet high. The get's higher than her walls.
Yeah, but the ground goes up. Her ground that she's allowed to be in,
eventually will.
She owns the airspace all the way to Shemayim.
But only that area that's within her 15-foot walls.
No, within. Hold on. I have walls around my backyard. I have walls. I think they go up about 7 feet. I never measured them, but I assume 6 feet. Right? They go up 7 feet. That doesn't mean I only own 7 feet of airspace.
No, you own above that too.
Okay. But it's not Mishtameris till it's there. I wouldn't be kind anything because it's not guarded. The wind can blow it out and blow it into the climate backyard. My neighbor. Your son is my neighbor.
I can't move myself. I don't understand.
My son.
There's a picture. Oh, you know what? Bro, you don't have a picture. There's actually a picture.
Yeah, but if he overshoots the her property.
He's not overshooting.
He does.
So then it becomes a shiloh of Avishai Tzayfel in the Wach. Not in his problem. That's not good.
Well, but he passed through her.
So he said it has to be that by get it doesn't work. It's not minter. It's going out.
But it's minter.
From the wind to go out of his rishus.
But not Alkmer rishus.
Yes.
Instead of
I can't hear you.
Would it be accurate to say instead of translating as guarded, which is the translation, as contained within?
Fine. I don't mind.
That sort of makes it clearer.
So when he sends it 70 foot up, the wind won't take it away?
Not if it's within his walls.
Well,
it's within his walls. Wind has to come through.
So it has to be within the 30 foot.
Correct.
So Mr. Merritt means that a dog won't take it away, or the wind won't take it away, or a fire won't take it away. It has nothing to do with whether she has access to it.
Exactly. But it's over her airspace. If it's not over her airspace, then she can't be kind of it.
Okay, I get a motion.
I'm sorry? It could be in a chutzner. It could be in an airplane. I don't care where he is. Could be in a helicopter. He might be doing a stunt. He's in a helicopter. He decides to throw his wife again. And it's headed downwards. and now it's within the confines of his walls, not her walls, she's Megoreshes. Which would mean, if for some reason it started pouring at that moment and it erased the get before it hit the confines of her chutzner, she would still be Megoreshes.
Unless she's using a drone, that's who space is.
Again, you could use a drone. So today, it's not as bad, we can get anywhere every time. There's no privacy. Correct. Don't think about it. Masha'en came to kupais. However, this would not work with boxes. Now, the next case I'm going to leave for tomorrow, where the Gemara is going to get involved with boxes that she owns and he owns, and where it's located. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Everybody have a frail and Chanukah.